Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Saint Benedict, the founder of the Benedictines. And from the United States, we hear from Father Brian Walker. Father Brian is an itinerant preacher based in Chicago, and his preaching today is entitled Ora et Labora.
The Gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 32 to 38. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever happened or has been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of Saint Benedict, and we know that this man was truly a man of prayer. He spent all of his time praying because he truly believed that it was in prayer that things happened, that things changed, and that we have to be, in many ways, a contemplative people. We have to be willing to do something that was very different and that would set us apart and help us understand that there is more to just what we see around us. And I think of that when I think of this gospel. I think of how Jesus is constantly trying to tell people that it's not all about what I do. It's not all about what I say. But each and every one of us has to make sure that we understand that what God is asking of us is that we too need to enter into that stage of life and understand that we have to see that we are the people who need to be out there, that we need to be praying, that we need to be working for a better world. As we look around us, there's so much going on. There's so much violence. There's so much, I don't know, it just seems like everything seems to just constantly tell us that it's not enough, that we need more, that we need more contemplation, that we need to look into ourselves more, and we need not judge people so much. I spent a whole hour or two on the phone with a friend as he was telling me that he's not a Christian. And I said, "But you are." He said, "Yeah, I was raised in it, but I don't see myself as a Christian because I see so many people who are Christians, who call themselves Christians, and they're just hypocrites." And I said, "And that's part of what you have to do to change that. We have to make sure that we are a sincere people." In the gospel that we heard on Sunday, Jesus says, "Follow me, for I am meek and humble." We don't see ourselves as being meek many times because we see that as being weak. We have to be strong and strong in our prayer to truly make a difference in the world. May we recognize that, yes, we need more people to come out and to recognize so that workers can be in the vineyard. Amen.